Do your lawn a favor and try some Fertilome winterizer this fall. Believe me, I've tried them all and always come back to Fertilome. Stop by your independent lawn and garden dealer and look for the Fertilome name. By golly, you'll just love what winterizer does for your lawn, and it does it longer than most foods because of its special formulation. Fall is the very best time to feed your lawn. Fertilome winterizer lawn food does just that. Go get some. Fertilome winterizer lawn food.
Hi, I'm Bob Hardcastle, President and CEO of Delta Investment Services. At Delta, our mission is to build long-term relationships with our clients and help them realize their dreams through continuous, high-quality, long-term, diversified financial investment planning. With over 50 years in the investment field, our Delta team provides financial guidance for our clients that help them meet their financial goals. We want you to feel comfortable with your money, with your estate planning, with your emergency funds, and with retirement. We also offer our SOS, or second opinion service, to non-clients that might want a second opinion on their current investment strategy during these volatile times. For a no-charge, no-pressure financial meeting, call our Delta office at 636-532-0484, 636-532-0484, or go to our website, moneytalk.org. I'm Bob Hardcastle.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
Looking for a brand new Missouri winery? Look no further. You found Yellow Farmhouse Winery. It's in Defiance. Take Highway 94 to Defiance. You can't miss it. It's a big, giant yellow farmhouse, hence Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Wines outstanding. Their Norton is fabulous. 10 different wines made right there at Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Their Norton, their Chamberson, and Rosé. To find out more, yellowfarmhousewines.com. We'll see you there in Defiance at Yellow Farmhouse Winery.
Hey, Tiger fans, Mizzou is closer than you think. Shop the Mizzou store for official Mizzou and SEC clothing, gifts, and tailgate essentials. From game day fashion to Mizzou collectibles, the Mizzou store has something for every member of the family. The Mizzou store is open daily in Chesterfield Commons at Boone's Crossing, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 8, and on Sunday from 11 till 6 p.m. The Mizzou store, official Tiger outfitters since 1899. Call them at 636-730-3100. TheMizzouStore.com.
On September 9th, 16th, and the 23rd, SSM Cancer Care is providing free prostate cancer screenings at Dave Sinclair dealerships throughout the St. Louis area. These screenings are only for men ages 50 to 69 who have not been diagnosed or treated previously. Prostate cancer is one of the most common cancers in men, and early detection is critical to successful treatment. To register for a screening near you, call 1-866-SSM-DOCS.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Oreck, all over the St. Louis area with great vacuum cleaners for you to come in and take a look at and buy and take home and keep your house clean with, including the new Oreck Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner. O-R-E-C-K, that's how you spell Oreck. I'm Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, Eon the Peon, and on the phone with us today, because he technically had the day off, but he can't give up his love for this show, Mr. Colin Jeffrey.
Hey. Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well today. I couldn't miss this time with you.
Well, thank you.
I had to call in.
Yeah, Colin's here every Friday to talk about what's new in movie theaters, and I saw one this week, and I think you saw one, and I'm going to let you start.
Well, I saw one, yeah. They held this screening about a week ago. It was actually quite some time ago, and it was a sequel to a family movie from just a couple years ago. This is Dolphin Tale 2. You may remember the original story was the story of Winter the Dolphin, who became trapped in a net and ended up losing her tail, and Morgan Freeman's character at sort of the insistence of a young man in the community, created a prosthetic tail for this dolphin, because without its tail, a dolphin can't live.
Is this a true story?
Yeah, based on a true-ish. Yeah, I mean, Winter's a real dolphin.
Okay.
This is a real dolphin with a prosthetic tail. So
I have a clip.
Taken it. I mean, it's got the Hollywood touch.
Hold on a second, Colin. Dan says he brought a clip.
I have a clip from the movie.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay.
Oh, that is a true story. Yeah, it is a true story. It is.
But Dolphin Tale 2 picks up where that first one left off. Winter is in a rehabilitation facility. Morgan Freeman has developed a new and better tale for Winter. But the problem is her surrogate mother dies. And this rehabilitation facility that's run by Harry Connick Jr. And that brings me to my first point. This has an amazing cast, and everyone from the first one is back for the second one.
Well, let me stop you for a second. Is this an animated movie?
No, it's real life. Everything's true to life.
Okay.
But his philosophy is dolphins have to be in pairs. It's federal regulations. You can't have a single dolphin, which I was unaware of, but apparently that's true. And so without another dolphin to come in and sort of keep Winter company, he's going to have to release Winter to another facility or back into the wild. So this is sort of the story of trying to find, let's say, a wounded veteran in Winter, a partner. And that draws on sort of some of the real life parallels. Without shoving it in your face, they bring on sort of veterans who have prosthetic limbs and kids who have prosthetic limbs. And like I say, it's not in your face. And that's where this movie really succeeds. I went in, I'm going to admit, with low expectations, thinking, uh-oh, they sort of had a heart-touching sort of Free Willy remake in the first one. This really sort of held up, I think. It's simple. Without getting overly sentimental, it just tells the story of this attachment to a dolphin, a community, doctors, and it tells the story, and they hope they can find someone to keep the dolphin company.
Is this a movie adults could go to without taking their kids? Or is it really a family?
You're going to need a kid for this one.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, there haven't been a lot of family-friendly movies. I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But this is, you can take any kid to see this movie.
See, for movies like this, I think there should be a different rating, PG under 13. Which is, if you're an adult and you want to go see this, you better find a kid under 13. Otherwise, you're going to seem like a weirdo.
Yes.
Grab one off the street and take it in with you.
I was not advocating
that.
Oh,
you weren't saying taking it that far? Oh, okay.
Hey, kid.
Come on, I really want to see this movie. Come with me.
See a dolphin movie?
I'd like to show you a prosthetic tail. Mommy! Man said something I didn't understand.
And
Mommy,
really
what's
is.
A prosthetic? Well, where'd you learn that word, Jimmy? A man on the street said it to me. Which man?
And he showed me his tail.
The man who wanted to see Winter.
Winter.
I'm pretty sure his name was Jenkins.
Oh. Guys, dirty Jenkins. This is foul, this family movie here.
Yeah, but, totally sorry. Do.
It has Ashley Judd, Morgan Freeman, Harry Connick Jr., Kris Kristofferson. It's got an unbelievable cast. The only sort of detractor from this movie is they try and shoehorn in this kind of romantic triangle with the kid who's sort of best friend with Winter. He comes across Winter when she's initially, he's the kid who really advocated in the first movie, we need to get this prosthetic limb. Someone has to create this. There's this sort of odd kind of teenage love triangle that you can tell they're just setting it up for the third installment, because the kids who watched the first one are now teens, and when they watch the next one, they'll be a bit older. So
now, was the first one, Colin, was the first one, obviously it was enough of a success that they said we can make more money if we make a second one, but was that one of those movies, because a lot of family movies fill into this category, that did okay at the box office, but really made it by being sold for home video, where kids then tortured their parents by watching the movie over and over and over again? Was Dolphin Tale one of those kind of movies?
You nailed it. That's exactly. It did respectively at box office. It was inexpensive. I think the first one cost between 15 and 18 million and had an opening weekend of 10 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that's spectacular. When a movie makes half of its budget back on the first weekend, that's a win.
Yeah.
So it did great. And then it just sort of kept going. It was never a giant blockbuster, but it's still being sold, the original on DVD. They're still making it. So it sort of has that life. This one cost a bit more. I think it was right around $23 million because all the actors said, hey, I want a bit more money for this. But it's endearing. In a summer that's had a ton of CGI movies, I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy is good for 13-year-old kids. It's CGI. This is just a dolphin, a kid who loves the dolphin, doctors who care about the dolphin, and parents who care about the kids, and it's just simple. So I was pleasantly surprised by this, and this is my, I don't know if it's a bold prediction, given how long Guardians of the Galaxy, I think this might be the movie to beat at the box office this weekend.
Mm.
'Cause this is going to, I mean, it's not going to be a huge weekend. We're in September, but this is, I think this sort of appeals to all ages, I think, enough with kids that it's going to do all right.
All right. 0 to 10.
I give it a 7. And I mean, I'm saying this with disbelief. I was shocked. I was going in thinking this was going to be a stinker, and wow, I was wrong about this one.
All right.
So 7 out of 10.
Okay. The movie I saw this week was James Gandolfini's last movie. It is a movie called The Drop, based on a book by and the screenplay written by a guy by the name of Dennis Lehane. If you don't know that name, you may know him from other movies that have been made from his books, including Mystic River with Tim Robbins and Kevin Bacon. And
it
was a very, very good movie. Won a couple of Academy Awards. Shutter Island, which became a Leonardo DiCaprio movie, I believe directed by Scorsese, right?
Yes, and he's now working on a television series for HBO, I believe, with Shutter Island.
And he also, Dennis Lehane also wrote the book that Ben Affleck turned into one of his first movies called Gone Baby Gone, which starred his brother Casey Affleck, which is one of those hidden gems that you may not have heard of, but it is really good. This one's called The Drop, and it is the last movie that James Gandolfini made. In other words, the last one he filmed. Now, there have been 4 movies that have come out since he died, a year and a half ago. This is the last of them. Gandolfini is almost really the co-star of this movie. The star of the movie is Tom Hardy, who we were just making fun of last week or 2 weeks ago on the show, because he played Bane in the last Batman movie. And we played that clip of the guys in the movie that I liked so much, The Trip to Italy, where Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon made fun of how it was impossible to understand Tom Hardy with that mask over his face and everything that he said. Well, in this one, he has no mask over his face. He plays a bartender named Bob, who works at Gandolfini's bar, which is called Cousin Marv's. Gandolfini plays Marv. Marv used to own the bar, but about 10 years ago, he lost it to some Chechen mobsters who continue to run the bar, and they use it as a drop bar, which means, and I had never heard this term before, when various members of the mob would go out and do their mobsterly deeds, they would bring the ill-gotten gains, the envelopes full of cash, to the bar and hand it to the bartender, and he would put it through a slot in the bar, and it would go into a safe, and that's where the mob's money would go that night. The public didn't know it was a mob drop bar, of course, and it's really more of a kind of a neighborhood dive where, you know, it's got its regulars and its locals in there. But very early on in the movie, the bar is robbed of about $5,000. It's not a night when the mob has a lot of money in there, but there's $5,000 in the cash register, and it gets robbed, and the mob does not like when you rob one of their bars, and that sets off the story. And this guy, Bob, is kind of at the center of the story, and he and Gandolfini work at the bar and are involved in this, and I don't want to give away too much about it because it turns into kind of a thriller about what's going to happen with whoever it is who robbed this bar and who's involved in it, and are Bob and Marv involved in what's going on. And at the same time, Tom Hardy's character Bob gets involved with a waitress whose boy, he's walking down the street one day and he hears a kind of a dog whining, and it's coming from trash cans in front of a house, and he goes over and he pulls the dog out, and a woman pokes her head out And she says, what are you doing in my trash cans? And he says, well, there's a dog in here. Well, it turns out she's a waitress who's involved with a guy who had dumped that injured dog that he had beaten up in there. And now those two characters get involved in the story as well. I'm really trying not to tell you too much about where the story goes because it would spoil your enjoyment of this movie. And I do recommend you see the movie. It is gritty. It is at times kind of gruesome. Most mob movies have to have some of that. Unless you're making Analyze This or Analyze That, you're going to have some gruesome stuff in there. And it's interesting to see Gandolfini in a movie that has mobsters involved because he played Tony Soprano for all those years. But in the Sopranos, he was the forceful lead character who was in charge of everything. In this one, he's on a down-on-his-luck schlub who is working at the mercy of the mob to keep running this bar as a drop bar for them. And to see Gandolfini playing that role is very interesting, a little bit odd, but in the end, quite redeeming. And Tom Hardy, who I'd never known as an actor except for when I couldn't hear him saying anything as Bane in the Batman movie, I think he does a very good job in this, and I'm giving it a 7 out of 10. It's called The Drop, and it opens this weekend.
Very good. You know what that actually reminds me of? Do you remember a movie that came out last year called Rob the Mob?
I'd never heard of it.
It's a true story. It's based on a true story. It stars Michael Pitts, the one you'd recognize, Andy Garcia, Ray Romano, all in it. And it tells the true story of Tommy and Rosemarie Uva. And they were sort of small-time crooks. And they found that these social clubs, the mob social clubs in New York, always had huge amounts of cash on them. And the mob would not allow their members to carry guns in those places. So it's the story of them robbing all of these mob social clubs. And how long can they go? I'd recommend that if you're looking for something at home, if you want to be inspired for The Drop. It's sort of a true story. Same idea, but a really enjoyable movie, I think.
It's on DVD or download now, Rob the Mob?
Rob the Mob, yeah. And
right.
It's got elements of sort of dark comedy, but... yeah, it's real gritty, sort of, when they're robbing these places. It's very gritty and kind of humorous and, sort of modern-day Bonnie and Clyde. Think of it that way.
All right, that's good. I want to ask you a question about something I saw on Twitter last night. I follow a movie critic by the name of Scott Feinberg, who writes for HitFix.com. And he tweeted last night, can you think of an Oscar-less actress aged 65 or under with a better body of work than Julianne Moore, who is 53. Now, I will tell you the reason this caught my eye is because the way it worked out on my phone when I was reading these tweets, I thought he had said, can you think of an Oscar-less actress age 65 or under with a better body than Julianne Moore? I kind of skipped over the body of work. So I started thinking about it, and I came up with a couple of names. I'm not going to mention them, but I thought I would pose it to you. Can you think, and by the way, we're not talking about actresses in their 20s, 30s, 40s, but I think really probably like 45 to 65 would be that range where, you know, actresses always say, well, once you get into that range, you're not going to find a lot of work. Can you think of anybody who would qualify?
Because I've got a couple. Annette Bening comes to mind.
Yeah.
I think she's criminally underlooked. Glenn Close pops into my head.
Well, how old is Glenn Close?
Oh, she's got to be in her 60s.
Is she over 65, though? Ian's checking right now.
67.
Oh, sorry. Doesn't qualify.
Laura Linney.
Ooh.
Comes to mind because she hasn't won anything. Laura Linney.
Yep.
And Joan Allen was the other name I was thinking about with this. Because she's just been in a lot of things. It was nominated over a couple decades. And, I mean, she was in The Contender, which I don't know if you saw that from the 90s.
Oh, yes.
And she was nominated for that in a supporting role. She was in Nixon, I think, the year before that and was great in that, received a nomination.
And she was in the Bourne movies.
Yes, she was great in those. She's got a handful of nominations, but that's sort of who I come up with.
Okay, I had thought of Annette Bening, and I also thought of Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, that's a good one.
And this one is kind of a maybe, only because she's in that range and she did a lot of good movies, but not for a long time. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, yeah. She really did. She had a string of really good movies there for a few years, didn't she?
Yeah. And I also might throw in my...
And that meets the body one, too.
That's right. And speaking of the body
one. Demi Moore, you could throw in, too. Yes. Speaking of bodies.
I don't know. Do you think Demi Moore and Academy Award go in the same breath?
Ghost, G.I. Jane. Disclosure. I mean, she's pretty great in both those.
How about Ellen Barkin? How old is she?
Oh, she's got to be 55.
Can you look her up?
About last night, Demi Moore.
I think she deserves some praise for that. That was the pre-surgical Demi Moore.
Yes. But still outstanding.
Ellen Barkin was once going to be 60. My future ex-wife.
She is 60.
60 years old, so maybe Ellen Barkin deserves to go in there.
Yeah. Look at that. We came up with a pretty good list.
No, that is a pretty good list. All right, what do you have on the showbiz story front?
Well, I have one story that caught my eye, and are any of you guys dog people? Do you have dogs? You're a fan of dogs?
Not me. Ian's a dog guy.
I do not currently have dogs, but yes, I am a dog guy.
I'm not a big guy. More of a cat person.
You're a cat person?
I am. I have dogs, too, but...
How much would you pay for the world's smallest Pomeranian?
I saw the story, so I'm disqualified.
That was my favorite dog in the world. I had my dog, Whitey. She was a Pomeranian. That was my favorite dog in the entire world.
Are Pomeranians normally small? I know nothing about dogs.
Yeah, they're about the size of a Chihuahua. Aren't Pomeranians like in the Chihuahua family? They look like a real hairy Chihuahua.
And they have, Chihuahuas, they have teacups, right, Colin?
Yeah.
This one they're very small. Well, there's a record for the new smallest.
Hold on one second.
Have you ever heard of that term?
What do you mean they have teacups?
Yeah, they're tiny.
No, they're called the teacup because they're smaller than normal. They would fit in a teacup.
Get out of here.
A dog that fits
in a teacup?
Absolutely.
What are you, Paris Hilton?
tiny.
And there you go. You've got it. Paris Hilton paid $13,000 for the world's smallest Pomeranian to call it her very own.
Of course she did.
Paris Hilton, who started the trend of women carrying dogs in their purses, $13,000, world's smallest Pomeranian.
Well, you know what? The dog that's already in her purse was lonely, so she bought this one as a friend.
If you buy small ones, you can get like four or five in there.
But that is a story I saw, and I thought I read it wrong when I saw $13,000. But no, I did not read it wrong. She spent $13,000 on a white Pomeranian. It weighs a grand total of 11 and a half ounces.
Wow.
Yeah. No.
Three quarters of a pound.
You should not have a pet that weighs less than a can of Pepsi. That's just me. That's just me, a rule I just made up. One last showbiz thing I want to mention. Bill Maher does his real-time show on Friday nights, normally live from L.A. I think it's on at 9 o'clock our time, maybe 10. I record it, so I have no idea. I have no idea what time anything's on except football because I record everything else. In a few hours, whenever it is, he'll do his real-time show, not from L.A., but Washington, D.C., and Jerry Seinfeld is one of the guests on the show tonight. And then after he finishes that hour, he's going to leave that television studio in D.C. and get in a limo with a police escort to go to a theater in Washington. And then he'll go out on stage and do an hour of live stand-up.
Wow.
Which I think is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tune in just to see if he remembers everything he's supposed to say once he's out there on stage. I'm going to predict right now he has notes on stage. Because after an hour of live TV, an hour of live stand-up is a tough thing to do. All right, Colin, thanks very much. We'll catch you back here on Monday and back on this show next Friday afternoon.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Have a good weekend.
Colin Jeffrey's segment is brought to you by Oreck, locally owned and operated, the best place in town to find the vacuum cleaner that you need to suck up the dirt in your home. Try that new Oreck Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner. O-R-E-C-K spells Oreck. Meep, meep.
And let's get a look at this Friday afternoon rush hour. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they've cleared that accident on westbound 370 at the St. Louis Mills. It's actually off on the right shoulder, but traffic is thinning out just a little heavy from 270 to just a bit west of that. Now we've got a new accident. It's on the ramp from northbound 170 to westbound 270. That's causing northbound 170 to jam up from Airport Road up through 270. Eastbound 270 is jamming McDonald to 170. And then also westbound / southbound 270 is jammed up from Highway 370 to 70. And then you continue on southbound 270. We'll find it slow from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40, we've got some slow stretches from Clarkson in through Mason. right around Clayton Warson through Big Bend, a couple little pockets there. Westbound 40 does slow Kings Highway through McCausland. A little bit heavy right at Lindbergh, and then you're slow from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge, 94 out through Winghaven, and southbound 170 jams pretty solid now, just south of Page down through through Highway 40. This traffic report is brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. America's Best offers two pairs of single vision glasses for $69.95 with a free eye exam. Call 1-800-TWO-PAIR. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is your information station for ABC News. Local news, traffic reports, and weather updates you can count on. Locally owned, locally operated. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
This is huge news. Golden Oak rates are now in the twos. We're at 2.875 fixed. Don't miss out this time.
And you still won't pay for the appraisal if your loan doesn't get approved. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and our rate today is 2.875.
We even have a program that eliminates PMI or mortgage insurance, even if you don't have 20% equity.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 2.875, 15-year fixed, APR 3.904. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
Fire your lawn service and do it yourself. Your grass will look better and it will be cheaper thanks to Dynagreen. Dynagreeninfo.com for more information. 5 easy steps. It's better fertilizer, better seed, better hoses, better everything. Dynagreen and all of the accoutrements. You don't mind if I say accoutrements, do you? All of that has the Dynagreen label, which makes your lawn better, and you can do it better than the lawn service. Find it at your local independent lawn and garden dealer, Dynagreen, or Dynagreeninfo.com.
Rugged, yet handsome. Smooth, yet stylish. That's a Club Car XRT. Check out the latest in golfing transportation at M&M Golf Cars during Club Car Summer Sales Event. Extended through September 20th. Get 3.9% APR for 60 months on all new 2014 Club Car XRT golf cars. Plus, get a free canopy and windshield. To find out more, go to mmgolfcars.com or friend them on Facebook. Hurry, the Club Car Summer Sales Event absolutely ends September 20th at M&M Golf Cars, 131 North Central Drive in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
It's that time of year again. The kids are back to school, and you can finally start thinking about getting your kitchen ready for the holidays. It's Denise Bradley here from Appliance Discounters to tell you that you deserve to have nice appliances. The kitchen is by far the most important room in your home, and wouldn't it look nice with new Electrolux appliances? Come by any of our four beautiful showrooms or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com and check out the new Electrolux appliances, all at the lowest price in town.
Mizzou Football on KTRS is brought to you by the St. Louis VA Healthcare System. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou takes on the Central Florida Knights. St. Louis VA Healthcare System, healthcare for heroes. There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service, online at steakgift.net.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I wrote a piece for my website earlier this week about the Rams. It was actually after watching them in their very frustrating season debut last week. And the headline of the piece was, Los Angeles, you can have them. Because I've been following this team ever since I came to town 15 years ago. And, you know, we had those greatest show on turf years right after I got here.
Yeah, 99.
I mean, I remember that summer. It's like, okay, Trent Green is going to lead these. What happened to Trent Green? Oh, no. Who is Kurt Warner?
I remember the very first year they got here in 95.
Yeah.
And they were playing at Busch Stadium.
Yeah.
And
with
all
the,
of a sudden,
with the brilliant Tony Banks as quarterback.
Yes.
Yeah. But they started winning. And then all of a sudden, faded away.
Well, after those greatest show on turf years went away, we've now had a decade of, well, I made a list. Too many seasons with records under 500. Too many seasons of undisciplined players who are called for too many penalties. Too many rebuilding seasons with young players who can't deliver the goods. Jump in if you disagree with any of these, by the way. Too many years of coaches and offensive coordinators with uninspired play calling. Too many rookies and newbies who can't outrun veteran defenders and get open, forcing too many quarterbacks to check down to too many receivers in too many short patterns. Too few attempts to push the ball downfield. Too many injuries to starting quarterbacks replaced by an unending stream of not ready for the NFL rookies and bounced around the league for too long journeymen. You still with me?
Yep.
Too many games with Dick Stockton calling the action.
Yes. You know what I think they should have done? They should have gone to Kurt Warner and said, please, come back. It would have been huge.
No.
Oh, and I had to look it up. It was Chris Miller.
Chris Miller was the quarterback, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Tony Banks.
Came later.
Tony Banks
came
later.
Yeah. Well, Chris Miller, one of those.
And Dan's right. They started out
4-0. Oh, man, they were, it's like everybody's like, whoa, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden, whoop.
Lost reality. Week 5 by 3 points and then won week 6, so they were 5-1, ended up 7-9.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when we used to have Joe Buck calling our games?
Yes.
Now we get Dick Stockton.
Yeah.
And the new analyst is Kirk Morrison, another rookie analyst. And let's just say we're not up to the Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth level.
No.
And we're very regional.
I don't even think the region carries it. I think Channel 2 is the entire Rams network now.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
So I said, I don't go to Rams games. I do watch them on TV, and I've mentioned many times, I love the, you know, football. Don't love the NFL itself, especially this week. But I worry that the diminishing fan base is soon going to get so small that the NFL blackout rule is going to kick in. Not enough of you are going to go to the Dome, so I won't be able to watch it at home. You know what will boost attendance there? Fans of the opposing teams.
Yes.
Was I the only one who heard more people cheering for the Vikings last week than for the Rams?
No, and that happened, was it last year for the when the Packers?
And the Bears?
Got here, yeah, and the Bears and a couple other teams.
The only time
and then heard, everybody was up in arms. How could you do that? How could you let all these people come in? It's like, well,
if you don't, you're not going to watch the game on TV.
Yeah.
Going to get blacked out. Because there aren't enough Rams fans to go to boo the Rams to fill all the seats. I would not be surprised to find out that we lead the league in tickets sold to fans of the opposing team. So we're not going to spend public dollars to build the Rams a new stadium or fix up their home in the dome. We know that billionaire owner Stan Kroenke won't put up his own hard inherited money to fix up a venue where attendance is going to keep dropping because the product consistently sucks. Meanwhile, he has people out in L.A. who have bought up a big plot of land. And all I can say is, again, L.A., you can have them back. You are the nation's second largest market. You're supposedly hungry for an NFL franchise that'll bring out huge crowds and create corporate synergy opportunities and draw big TV ratings. Go ahead. Build them a big stadium. Try to create a new fan base for them. And when the L.A. Rams set records for fumbles lost and interceptions thrown and penalties against and players with season-ending injuries, don't come crying to us. We told you. We had the track record here. I'm
well,
done.
What happened? Why did they move here? Because they
didn't have enough people going to the games.
Yeah.
Because the team sucked.
Yeah. And they want them back? I don't think, I bet you most of the NFL people or most of the NFL fans in L.A. do not want them back. Or don't care.
No, you know why? Because they won't sell out the big stadium they're going to build for them then. And mm-hmm. then there'll be a blacked out game instead of what they get now, which is three games every Sunday afternoon plus one Sunday night. All right, enough of that.
All I know is hockey season starts soon.
That's what I told my friend about this yesterday, and he said, well, I'm just waiting for the Blues to get going.
Yep.
He's already given up on the Rams, just like I. Now, don't get me wrong. I'll watch on Sunday afternoon.
And I will watch too. The Blues. Yeah. I will watch the Blues. I'm a devoted fan, even though the Blues are the Chicago Cubs of hockey.
That's very good.
For crying out loud.
Well, they don't have quite the tenure of losing.
No, that not quite as long.
No, not that.
They haven't been around for
But like the Cubs in October, years. You know that when June comes, the Blues won't be playing hockey.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about something else here. Have you seen the black cheeseburger?
No.
Burger King Japan.
There's black cheese out there?
Yes. Burger King Japan has a what they call a Kuro burger, a black burger where the bun and the cheese and the ketchup are black. Now, I've seen a picture of this. If you haven't seen it yet, Google black burger online, and you will see the picture of it. The beef patty is the regular Burger King, whatever color that you describe that as. It's
with
not
those
black.
Fake black grill marks.
You know, I used to like Burger King in the days when they actually were grilling.
Yes.
On, you know, in the back, not microwaving,
not
the
painting the lines on and then yeah. putting it in the microwave
and then freezing it and shipping it to your local Burger King where they microwave it for you. It's just not the same. In this black burger, the buns, the cheese, and the ketchup. Now this is going to get your mouth watering. So if you're thinking about dinner right now, this is really going to get you going here. The buns, the cheese, and the ketchup are made with squid ink and bamboo charcoal.
All right.
Now, I've grilled many, many times. I've never said, let's put the charcoal in the food.
Yeah.
Have you?
No. No, but if you really want to go crazy, maybe make the lettuce and the tomatoes black.
That is crazy.
I'm with you.
What are you?
Yeah.
What are you, nuts?
Yeah.
Maybe bamboo charcoal tastes better than regular charcoal.
Maybe. I will maybe never so. Know.
It's crunchier.
But they're not selling it here in America. That burger has squid ink, sir. Would you like some seaweed on that? We have some black seaweed to go with that.
Squid ink.
And Olive Garden, while we're talking about restaurant chains, Olive Garden, Ian told me this right before the show today, has decided that the reason they're not making enough money is because they're giving us too many breadsticks. Right?
Yes.
Fill us in on the story.
The investors put together, they're suggesting that the chain is being reckless with their unlimited breadsticks. And they are suggesting...
I told you kids not to fill up on breadsticks. You are ruining a corporate chain.
The hedge fund notes that the chain's official policy is to bring out one per customer at the table, and plus an extra for the table.
Okay, you see, now right there, I have a problem with that. Remember a few months ago when I ranted about this on the show where I went to lunch with a friend and they brought out a basket of three rolls and there are two of us?
Yes.
And when you do that, all you're doing is creating that awkward situation where you have to, are you going to eat that? Well, I don't want, if you want it, you can have it. I'm not going to. Why do you do that?
Let's cut it in half.
You bring out one or two per person, not one and a half per person.
Yes. Or four.
Same thing with the breadsticks. Six people go to dinner, you bring seven breadsticks. Why would you do that? Why don't you bring out five breadsticks and we'll play musical chairs?
Yeah, so they're saying that this is the reason why they're in financial troubles, leading to waste and cold breadsticks.
Financial
They're suggesting they're not pushing for an end to unlimited breadsticks, just more control.
Last time I was
how they're doled out.
Last time I was there, they're very proud of their food.
Yeah.
Proud, if you ask me.
Yes, as told by the menu prices. I mean, they give you a nice portion, but holy moly.
Now, isn't Olive Garden the one that's doing the $100 pasta pass now?
That's right. They sold 1,000 of those on their website.
Was that it?
Yes, I think they cut it off after 1,000.
They limited it to 1,000 because they realized, wait a second, America is fat, and we made a big mistake telling them you can have all the pasta you want for how long?
7 weeks.
For 7 weeks?
Yes. Oh.
I thought it was for a month.
7 straight weeks.
For 49 days? Are you telling me that the average American can't eat a little over $2 worth of pasta a day? Are you crazy?
So yes.
If they limited that to 1,000, I'm going to guess there's a secondary black market. Not black burger, but a black market in these things.
There is. These have popped up now on eBay and Craigslist for up to marked up as much as 400%.
Oh my goodness. A 400% increase?
400%, yes.
So somebody's paying $500.
Some people are willing to pay that, it looks like. Oh, but the problem is, the pass is not transferable.
Wah, wah, wah.
So
I love America. You can have all the pasta you can eat, except for one thing. You can't have any pasta.
No. What do you think about that? You buy a pass, you hand it to your neighbor. I went yesterday. Here, you go ahead. And No, there's no transferring that.
I guess you have to go with the person then.
Well, no, it's only good for the person that bought it.
Now, what happens if you and I go and you order a salad and I order pasta? And we scrape some of that pasta off onto your plate, and you shovel down your plate, and I shovel down. We like more pasta. I mean, he's not having any. I would like more pasta.
They take away your breadsticks.
They're going to stand there and watch. Let me give that table 6 breadsticks.
I will tell you that when it comes to all-you-can-eat places, buffets or otherwise, I'm a large person. They look me in the eye. And they say, sir, really, that's all you can eat. Mm-hmm. It's 4:54 at the Big 5:50. Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic now with Timothy Weiland. Hi, Tim.
I don't think they should be asking you about food, Dan. So what do you like? Burnt toast? How do you get a...
Oh, I love burnt food.
That's why he's going to like the black burger.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean.
Get
that's
right home.
Yeah, but it's not... It looks burnt, but it's not
Can you burn this black bun, please?
I'd like this toasted until it's white.
Two people I wouldn't ask food about, Dan and Bill Cleveland. Yeah. Bill doesn't like anything.
No.
All right. Hey, they were working with this accident on the ramp from northbound 170 to westbound 70. It looks like they've got it off on the shoulder, but you're still running for stop and go on northbound 170 from 70 to 270. Westbound 70, stop and go from 170 past the airport, slow out to 270. A couple little slow pockets from the Blanchet Bridge all the way out through Highway K. On eastbound 40, you're jamming up now from Clarkson through Mason. We'll find it slow again from Spady all the way in through Big Bend. That's baseball traffic. Southbound 170, you still have stop and go from Olive down through Highway 40. On southbound 270, it's just slow and off the pace between Page down through Doherty Ferry. No delays on southbound 55 and then westbound 44. You're jamming up from the Museal Veterans Bridge through the Depressed section. And this report's brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. America's Best offers two pairs of single-vision glasses for $69.95 with a free eye exam. Call 1-800-TWO-PAIR. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's get a plug in for where you can see Dan Strauss in action with the, I always forget the name, the Handsome Johnny Band?
No, the Southside Johnny
Band. Southside Johnny Band, I'm sorry.
It could be the Handsome Johnny Band. We're all pretty handsome. Yeah. The Southside Johnny Band. We're at the Firehouse Bar and Grill on Lime Ferry tomorrow night. Starting at 9.
Great.
Come on out. My sister's birthday, too. I think my sister's coming out.
And that means free beer on Dan.
No. Not really.
Free beer on Dan. Ask for it by name.
Maybe for my sister.
We've got the Harris Challenge coming up right after the 5 o'clock news here on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
It's blues. It's jazz.
It's a foot-stomping, booty-shaking, dancing-in-the-streets party with live jazz and blues on two stages, and it's free. On Saturday, September 20th, the Big 550 kicks off fall in St. Louis with the Old Webster Groves Jazz and Blues Festival. For more information about the Old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival, go to KTRS.com.
It's time to head to the forest, Sherwood's Forest, St. Louis's premier nursery and garden center on 2651 Barrett Station Road between Manchester and Doherty Ferry Roads. Experience the spectacular color of October Glory maples, sugar maples, and ginkgo at Sherwood's Forest Nursery. Hundreds of evergreens and shrubs, including limelight hydrangeas, hollies, green giant arbs, and boxwoods have just arrived. All installations by Sherwood's Forest are guaranteed for 2 full years. Choose from thousands of unusual landscape-sized trees, shrubs, and evergreens. It's time to freshen up your landscape with fall mums and pansies in stock now. So head to the forest, Sherwood's Forest, 2651 Barrett Station, a mile and a half west of I-270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry Road. Call 314-966-0028 for a landscape design consultation. That's 966-0028. Sherwood's Forest is open 7 days per week.
To the 40, being chased to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the house.
The Mizzou Tigers are here on KTRS.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join me and our Mizzou radio crew Saturday morning as the Tigers host Central Florida at Faro Field.
Pre-game begins at 9 a.m. Game time is at 11
on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
There's something special happening at Northwest Healthcare. From the compassion of our emergency department staff, to the rapid results from our imaging and lab facilities, to the comfort and convenience of our campus on Graham Road, we're using our extraordinary experience to create extraordinary experiences every day. Visit ChristianHospital.org to learn more. Northwest Healthcare. Member BJC Healthcare.
Mizzou fans, Lion's Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches, or even try an Italian beef. Lion's Choice. Get real.
Subway is celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 foot long, and the chicken teriyaki is the $3.06 select. Subway, eat fresh.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.